Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of August, 2011. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're covering the same passage as yesterday, but from a slightly different angle. It's Psalm 132, verses 3 to 5, with a focus on verse 5. It reads, I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will allow no sleep to my eyes, no slumber to my eyelids, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Jacob. Now, in the previous podcast, we looked at the sense of priority that David is expressing here, that it's so important to him that a proper place for God exists, for his presence amongst his people, and a place, I think, that would honour God. For David loved God and wanted him to be honoured, not only amongst the nation of Israel, but also those of his enemies and those who surrounded the nation. But in verse 5, he says he wants to build him a dwelling. And this makes us think about, well, what's the point of a dwelling? Why does he want that, since God is clearly bigger than any particular building? Well, Solomon, when he comes to build the temple, has these thoughts. And today we're going to read quite a bit of other scriptures, so bear with me, but I think it'll be helpful as we talk about the presence of God. And David wanted a place of permanent presence. But David, and I think Solomon too, also recognized that a physical place was inadequate. 1 Kings 8:27. But will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built? This is Solomon speaking here. Yet, give attention to your servant's prayer and his plea for mercy, O Lord my God. Hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is praying in your presence this day. May your eyes be open toward this temple night and day, this place of which you said, my name shall be there, so that you will hear the prayer your servant prays toward this place. Hear the supplication of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. Solomon recognizes that heaven is really God's dwelling place, and this is, well, something else. However, he says, but it's a symbol, it's a sign of your presence with us. And we need that. It's all about God's presence for a Christian. We crave it, we want it, we delight to be in his presence, and we need him. Jesus said in John 14, verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. And that's the wonderful promise about being a Christian, is God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, of course, they make their home in us. Oh my goodness. He, God, makes his home in us. We have his presence in us. Now, here's the thing. For a Christian, that should draw us to God all the time, make us excited to spend some time in prayer or read his word. And yet, sometimes that doesn't happen, does it? Because why? We have guilty hearts. 1 John 3. John here recognizes this challenge when he says, this is how we know we belong to the truth. This is verses 16 to 20 in that passage. And how we set our hearts at rest in his presence whenever our hearts condemn us. So John is recognizing that sometimes our hearts condemn us. And yet, God is greater than our hearts, he says. He knows everything. It's okay. Even our guilt is something we can bring to God. And we can know that we can have access to God's presence because of what Jesus did. Hebrews 9, 24 to 28. Christ did not enter a man-made sanctuary, talking about the old temple. That was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself. Now to appear for us in God's presence. And of course, he did that because, as we get to the end of that passage, Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. So we're able to get into God's presence because Jesus has already gone there and borne our sins so that we can have access. That's the promise of Hebrews 4, verse 16. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Jesus is in God's presence, and we can enjoy God's presence guilt-free because of what Jesus did. Well, tomorrow we'll go on to the next verse, but until then, if you want to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org, and you can contact me from there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.